My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I hope you're all having a wonderful holiday season so far. I know today is Christmas Eve day, and I know a lot of people are going to be running around crazy. You know, the funny thing is that the spiral of the stress of the holidays is something that we get kind of wrapped up inside, and it seems to be totally self-encompassing of our mind and our emotions. And then tomorrow's the holiday, and then before you know it, it's gone. You know, the thing is, the build up to the holiday, I mean, it starts earlier every year. I mean, it starts like in July now. You know, I mean, everybody's got stuff out. They're having after Christmas sales in September, and it has not even anywhere near the holiday. And I think there's a letdown after the holiday as well. And I think what we need to take away from it is just enjoy yourself. You know, enjoy your friends, enjoy your family. You know, enjoy what the holiday is really about. And when you take a step back and you think to yourself, you know, if you forget to put an ornament on the tree, to you don't have time to bake homemade cookies, and you didn't get around to your Christmas cards this year, so what? It doesn't matter. It's not worth the anxiousness, the stress, the irritability, the mood swings, the depression feelings and all that. Just enjoy whatever it is. And hopefully you'll have a great day and be able to truly enjoy, you know, the entire holiday season and do it right. So first of all, I'm going to get started. Let everybody know that Stay Healthy Health Food Store will be closed tomorrow in observance of the holiday. They're open today for all that last minute stuff, because a lot of people are coming in and getting their travel protection formulas and their anti-stress anxiety formulas, because they have to deal with their families and all that stuff. But they'll be at the store today till 4 p.m., closed tomorrow, open regular hours on Thursday. This is the Staying Healthy radio show, and I want to thank you for tuning in and for getting up early, probably sitting around having a cup of coffee, having your breakfast. Many people are off already, enjoying and starting the holiday season. I wish you a safe, healthy holiday season. I want all of you back here to hear the show and to continue learning about your good health, because that's the most important part of our life and our daily journey, is doing what we can do to be healthier. And you know, I want you to, as a reminder, Lotus Broadcasting, courtesy of them and my awesome producer, if you miss a show, it's okay. Every day they record and archive the shows all on the podcast form on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. So you can always hear the great guest, you know, hear the shows, hear them again, send a friend to hear the show, you know, because it is all about information and education, and not just what we're learning about ourselves, but also passing it on so other people know there are alternatives and complements available as well. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because they do it right. They're out there to work with you, to create dialogue, to answer questions. Their store is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're in their fourth decade in the Valley. It's a fully packed store with the best of the best from the most awesome companies doing it right, thinking about us, the consumer, first. Stay healthy. Meet the most knowledgeable staff with the best customer service in a full-service environment every day. You'll be glad you did. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Of course, today till 4 p.m. Closed tomorrow for the holiday. But every other day, they're there, and they want to work with you. They want you to have a better chance at being as healthy as you possibly can. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a coupon to use on your next visit to the store. Leave your email address for future newsletters to come in your direction to learn even more up-to-date information, relevant information. And, of course, their daily post on Facebook, something to definitely make sure you like their page so you get those daily posts. You know, we're running around crazy. We've got so much stuff on our mind. Then all of a sudden you'll get a post from them that just maybe reminds you of something that you might have known. You've always wondered about, maybe you forgot, but a little tidbit reminder, those are the things that stick with us the most. Well, today I'm going to be talking about the product line from Barleen's. I've been hearing from a lot of you saying, when are you going to get to my questions? When are you going to get to my questions? Well, today I'm going to get to your questions and want to make sure that we get some of these answered. I love to do a year end with many of the companies, but Barleen's really... I get so many letters on this line and so much feedback, so I want to make sure that I share these with you. So I'm going to hit as many of these as I can. And remember, the full line of Barleen's available every single day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And if you have any questions on any of the products, they not only know the line, they know the line. And they can answer your questions. So let's have at it. Dear Jeff, I have a question about the chocolate greens. We love them. My kids have them in the morning, probably 4 or 5 times a week. I mix it up with almond milk. Sometimes I throw it in the blender, actually with some frozen fruit. They love it. They drink it. I was wondering, and I don't know if I ever talked about this before, and I've seen mention of it before. Does the heating of it with almond milk in like a hot chocolate form, does it do anything to the effectiveness of the product? No, not at all. I think if you were to put it on the stove and boil it for a long period of time, you probably would destroy most of the green enzymes. But, you know, to just add it to, you know, warm to hot almond milk, you know, as it's starting to cool, stir it in and mix it up. No, a lot of people like it hot this time of the year. It's very calming and it's very nutritious. And I love the silky greens. I just think that they're fantastic. They say it's a chocolate silk. I think they just mean that it's creamy. And it's just got this wonderful flavor to it. And I'm not a real big chocolate person. You know, that's not that, you know, appetizing to me. Where a lot of people out there are. So you can actually just be creative. Now, I have a friend and one of her teenagers, she has 4 teenagers. They all do the greens and protein smoothies every day. He is a chocoholic. He mixes his with chocolate almond milk. He puts 3 cubes of dark chocolate in there, frozen raspberries and strawberries, and then he adds his chocolate silk greens to it. I'm telling you, he likes chocolate. And you know what? But he drinks it every single day, loves it, drinks it really healthy. You know, his brothers and sisters are not like that. They like more of the fruits and the mangoes and bananas and strawberries, not him. Now, is that a good thing? It's a great thing. He's getting all those wonderful antioxidants, and he's doing it every day. And he enjoys it. So I think that's a great thing. So absolutely, drink it hot, drink it cold, just drink it. Did you know that you can also stir it in plain Greek or kosher yogurt and mix it in there and turn your plain Greek or kosher yogurt into chocolate Greek and kosher yogurt? You can also add it to oatmeal. It's really, really good. So I think you'll enjoy that. There's really no wrong way to do it. You know, just get it in and let it do what it needs to do. And don't forget the organic greens, which are true to form, dark emerald green, rich, beautiful, and amazing high-potency organic greens. I like to throw those in my smoothie. They're strong. They got a strong taste to them, but they got lots and lots of great nutrients, and I like that. I also like the kiwi strawberry. You know, I mix that with cold water, and it tastes like juice. You know, so... if you want something that's, you know, different and refreshing, you might want to try the kiwi strawberry. You can be versatile. You can be flexible. You can try different ones, you know, rotate them. You know, the bottom line is get them in and let them do what they do. Okay. Dear Jeff, wanted to pass on some information. My granddaughter and my daughter and family have been staying with me for a couple weeks. And the baby that they have is now 10 months old. And the doctor was treating her for something, gastric problems or something in the system that was causing the skin to be irritated. They finally got that under control. The baby is on breast milk now. My daughter wasn't breastfeeding, but she is now, and the baby's much healthier. we were having problems with the digestive system, and her skin was really, really dry and patchy. I started rubbing the baby down after the bath with coconut oil, rubbing the bottom of the feet, in between the toes, the cradle cap, and it took about a week, and her skin started getting so much better. And now we're a couple of weeks into it, and her skin is almost clear. So I'm wondering, is this something my daughter can continue to do, use some coconut oil and rub it on the body after she gives the baby a bath? Can we do too much of it? Absolutely not. You know, it's no different than anybody that is using an after-bath oil or a cream or a lotion or something on our skin. The nice thing about the coconut oil is it's pure. It doesn't have any of the chemicals. It doesn't have any of the preservatives. It doesn't have any of the things in it that's going to cause, you know, major problems or clog the pores or put chemicals in such a young baby. We don't want that because all those chemicals are not going to help. They're going to hurt. So using the coconut oil, absolutely. Now, if you you can try either the regular or you can also try the culinary. And the reason I might suggest the culinary is because it doesn't have the coconut smell. You know, sometimes people just get tired of the coconut smell after a while. But the culinary is a beautiful, clean, pure, rich, delicious coconut oil, but it doesn't have the tropical smell to it. Why do they make a culinary? Well, you know, sometimes people are, there's two reasons. One, sometimes people are cooking delicate foods and they want the flavor of those delicate foods and spices and things to come through. And those foods just don't really warrant a tropical smell or flavor. So by being able to use the culinary, it's not adding any of the taste or smell. So they're getting the benefits of the oil and all that other stuff in the food that they're putting together, but without the tropical smell. Also, there's a lot of people that love to use coconut oil on their skin. But some of them don't want to smell tropical. They don't want to smell like a coconut. And many of them have their own perfumes and their own essential oils and things that they wear every day. And they don't want that fighting with the tropical coconut smell. And that's what the culinary is all about. All the benefits, no smell and no tropical taste to it. You just get the really rich taste of the coconut, which is absolutely delicious. And, you know, so... you know, I love that they've done this. Did you know they also have a butter flavor? And I think this was really, really a smart idea, because the butter flavor, you can use it in cooking and you get the benefit and the taste and the flavor, but you know, you don't get the other one. So I'm not sure about the delivery on the culinary. I think it was back ordered for a while. If you can't get it, just make sure that you just get the regular pure coconut oil from Barleen's. Their coconut oil is very, very rich and very, 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 very easy to use and absolutely delicious. It has an exceptional coconut flavor. And remember that it is USDA organic, non-GMO verified, non-hydrogenated, solvent and chemical free. It's kosher and it's vegan. So that's really good to know. They use the best of the best, and I think that that's why this company has always been so successful at what they've done. And I think that the wonderful thing is, you know, when you're using a company that you already trust, you know that their products in every category are going to be really, really easy to use and to utilize and to enjoy and to benefit from, because there's already that trust factor there with the company. So let me see. Next question. Oh, this will be a good one. It says, Jeff, I've been kind of investigating CBD. I went to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, started chatting with them a little bit about CBD. They recommended the line of products from Barleen's. I've tried three different products now, and I think I like all of them. And I'm just wondering, is it okay to try different products and go back and forth, or do you have to stay on one? You know, I'm trying to get the best benefit I can. Well, let me see. Easiest way to answer this. Find a company that you love, like Barleen's, that you trust, like Barleen's. And once you're using it, pick the product that you want to use and just get it in. Now, you really have a couple different ways of going with the Barleen's line. You have these wonderful soft gels that come in both a 15 milligram and a 25 milligram. And you just basically swallow the soft gel. You also have an amazing liquid that is just so amazing. I love their extra strength ideal CBD hemp oil. It's got that taste to it that you know that it's just real. And you know that it really does make a difference. They've also got an organic ideal CBD hemp oil in 10 milligrams. They've got a 15 milligram CBD hemp oil. And then, you know, they've used their amazing technology, their emulsification technology, and came out with two products in their Seriously Delicious CBD line. Now, we talk a lot about this. You know, last week we talked about the Ultra Fish Oil in the Seriously Delicious line, you know, how they have found a way using technology and all of their awesome formulations to make fish oil so delicious you want to lick it off the spoon. And, you know, tell the average person that, they'd be like, no, I don't think so. I've had fish oil. Well, they found a way to break down the molecules and put it into this creamy texture that's so delicious that you love it right off the spoon. And that is definitely different than what most of us are used to. So what have they done with this liquid amazingness? They're Seriously Delicious. Well, there's two different formulas here. They've got the CBD lemon drop, which is very tart, kind of almost lemon meringue-ish off the spoon, and it's absolutely delicious. And you can just, you just pour it on the spoon and you just enjoy it. And of course, they have one that I think so many people makes their eyes roll back in their head, because not only is it delicious, but they're also getting the benefit that they're trying to achieve. Both of these are 25 milligrams. The second flavor, chocolate mint. Now, have you ever been to one of those restaurants and they bring the bill to you and you give them your credit card or money, whatever, and then they bring it back to you and you open up the little flip flat jack that your bill is inside, and they've got those tiny little mints in there that are like a chocolate and a mint? That's exactly what this tastes like. If you close your eyes and you take it off the spoon and someone asks you to tell them what it is, you're going to say, tastes like an after-dinner chocolate mint. It's really delicious. Now, the thing about it is not everybody wants to taste the earthiness of a liquid tincture. I do. I mean, I like it, because if I taste something and it doesn't have that earthy kind of taste to it, then I think to myself, well, this is probably not full spectrum. It probably is missing something, and I wanted to have everything in there for me to get the benefit of it. So I prefer that. Do I like the capsules, the soft gels? Yeah. Those are great when you're traveling. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you just want to shake it up a little bit. Do I also like the off the spoon, Seriously Delicious? I do. So to say that I like one more than the other, no, not really. The big thing for me is being able to choose from a category from a company that I like and I trust. Because what has happened in the CBD category is that so many companies have popped up. Now, not that a small, tiny little startup company is ever going to be bad, because there are some tiny little companies that have popped up that are doing it right. They're using full spectrum. They're doing third-party testing. They are following all the rules and regulations that we have so far in this category, and they're doing it right. But there's a lot of people out there that are not doing it right. What do they call them? Bad players? I've heard that many, many times. You know, they're just not doing it right, which gives the category a really bad name. And it also makes it harder for the industry to move forward when you have people that are doing it wrong or incorrectly or with a lot of misinformation and pulling us back. And I think many of us are just sitting back and welcoming and waiting for the FDA and for the government to put some parameters on here, because then the companies that do it right are already within those parameters. They're doing it right every single day. And the companies that are not doing it right, they won't be here. And, you know, that sounds kind of harsh, but it's really not, because my concern is quality products available to us, me, you, the consumer, from companies that we love, trust, and already know about, or newer companies that are doing it right, but at the same time, following the rules. There's going to be a lot of people that won't be able to do it right or don't want to, and that's okay. They won't be here. The companies that will be here are the ones that are doing it right. And, you know, when with Barleen's doing it right, and they're already known for their oils, they're in their 30th year of being recognized for their quality products, for them to come out on a limb and start a new division, number one, they want to make sure that it's right, that it's correct, that it's relevant, that they can do it to the best that it can possibly be done. And it was just a perfect fit for them to come out with a CBD line. So whether you're looking at the ideal CBD hemp oil soft gels in the 25 milligram or the 15 milligram, whether you're looking for the hemp oils, whether you're looking for the seriously delicious chocolate mint or the lemon drop, or whether you're looking for the, you know, the extra strength ideal CBD hemp oil, they've got them all. And you can feel very comfortable getting these over at the store. So definitely go there. If you're talking CBD with the folks at Stay Healthy, talk with them about the line of products from Barleen's and see the availability of what they have to share with you. And I think you'll be real pleased. Alrighty, let me see. Jeff, is there an easy way to get my kids to be able to use fish oil and flaxseed oil? The biggest problem I'm having these days is no matter what I try to hide it in, you know, they know it's there. Well, for the longest time, the only way we could actually get this in for the kids and the children is to put it in things where you masked or hid the flavor from them. Did you know that there's a full line now just for kids that you don't have to hide? It's the Seriously Delicious as well, but it's actually called a separate division called Omega Pals. Now, the Omega Pals, there's four different formulas. These are, once again, fun, really creative, entertaining labels. So they're very eye-appealing to children and adults. I think they're really cool. And there's different products to choose from. And it's so delicious that they will take it off the spoon, just like we're taking our Seriously Delicious right off the spoon. So let's talk about these formulas. The first one is called Omega Pals Sensational Straw Nana Flax Oil. So let's say you've been trying to do flaxseed oil and you've been trying to put it in things like yogurt and smoothies. And most of the time it blends up in there pretty well. But if there was a way that your kids would enjoy doing it, maybe even ask for it, and they would take it right off the spoon, would you want to know about it? Of course. Well, the Straw Nana Flax Oil is made with Barleen's famous flax oil. It's got that sweet taste and creamy texture, emulsified like all of the products in the Seriously Delicious line, giving them three times better absorption. It's a vegan formula. This one also yields 1,483 milligrams of omega-3 ALA per serving. And of course, all the standard good stuff, non-GMO, gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free, all of that good stuff. And of course, the wonderful thing that a lot of parents really want, no artificial flavors or colors. This is delicious. It's a strawberry kind of creamy, smoothie consistency, and it's so delicious that they're going to want it right off the spoon. And you know, the wonderful thing, when you find something that your kids really enjoy, you know, healthy or not, they're going to love it. So keep that one in mind. The second one in the line is called Omega Pals Chirpin' Slurpin' Lemonade Fish Oil. Now, who would have thought that we would ever, adult or child, want to have our fish oil right off the spoon? But we do. Now, this one is so delicious. This is made, once again, with a product from the Barleen's line. It's made from their ultra-purified fresh catch fish oil. Once again, sweet taste, creamy texture, emulsified three times for better absorption. This one yields 540 milligrams of EPA and DHA omega-3. No fish burps. It is kind of tangy tasting. It's got that lemonade kind of, you know, kind of a tart flavor, but really, really delicious. So you're thinking fish oil for your kids? Here's one you might want to try, and I guarantee you they're going to love it. I get great feedback from parents all the time, and I've seen kids come in the store, young kids, and they're walking around with their parents and asking them, don't forget their Omega Pals. Now, to me, that's pretty cool. This one here is also pretty cool. It's called Omega Pals Lip Smack and Citrus High Potency Fish Oil. This one also made with the high potency fresh catch fish oil. This one yields 750 milligrams of omega-3 EPA and DHA. It's citrusy tasting. It's got that little bit of a bite to it, but kids love it. You know, the kids today love things that are tart and sour. When we were kids, we always kind of liked things that were sweet. But sour is really big today. Look at some of the candies that kids are eating today. They love that sour kind of tart flavor. Well, this kind of satisfies that. But it's just another great way of getting fish oil into your kids or your grandkids. I think that's wonderful. Now, the last one, there's four of these in the line. I got to talk about this one because this one I think is very, very unique. This is the Omega Pals Hooty Fruity Tangerine Fish Oil, but this one also has eye nutrition added to it. Now, what does that mean? Well, you've got the Barlean's Ultra Purified Fresh Catch Fish Oil, but it also contains something called Lutamax 2020. Which is lutein and zeaxanthin plus astaxanthin to protect the eyes from digital device use. Let's face it, we're all on our devices today. Our laptops, our computers, our smartphones, and our eyes are glued to them. So eye strain and eye abuse is happening at a much, much younger age. The Lutamax 2020 is a trademark of OmniActive Health Technologies, and they're using it because of the quality of the blend, and it just makes good sense. If you could give your child or grandchild or niece or nephew something that would give them fish oil that they love, 500 milligrams of omega-3 EPA and DHA per serving, in a sweet, tangerine, delicious taste, but you also knew that it had something built in that helped to protect their eyes from the digital device use. Do you think that'd be a good fit? I do. I think that makes great sense. And I think that it just allows you to take things a little bit further and with a little bit more of a protector mechanism as well as a nutrition mechanism. Because I'll tell you what, I know my eyes have changed dramatically since computers and laptops and all that stuff have come about. I know it. You know, I had to graduate up to big boy glasses because the readers just didn't do it anymore. And you know what? It didn't make any sense with the amount of time that I'm on my computer. You know, the squinting was just getting out of control. Now, I got progressive glasses, but I don't wear them all the time. I don't need them to drive. I don't need them to be at the horse corrals. I don't need to be outside with them. I mean, I don't really need to. They're there if I want it. Does it make things a little bit clearer? Yeah. Do I need them? No. Do I need them to read? Oh, my goodness, yes. And you know what? But it's really interesting. As I was getting my appointment with my ophthalmologist, she said, "You've never needed glasses before?" And I said, "No, I never needed them until I was, you know, well into my 50s. And she said, "That's very odd." She goes, "Because most of the time people start wearing readers in their 30s and maybe late 30s, early 40s. And I said, "I know it started kind of late." I said, "I really do blame it on blue screens." And she said, "Well, you know, that's really good. But I was very blessed. No macular, no glaucoma, no cataracts, nothing but a little bit of annoying squinting due to not being able to see." Now, did it take me a while to get used to wearing these progressives? Oh, my Lord. Awful, because I was tripping all over the place, and you never know where to hold your head. But you do get a little better with them after time, and you start to use them as a device. That's what they are. Some people use a cane, a walker. You know, those are devices. Glasses are a device. You know, and if it will make it easier for me to not have to squint and have blurred vision or to get a headache from having to squint, I'm going to use them. So for me, I use them when I'm reading. I don't use those little dollar readers anymore. I'm glad I had those. They saved my life. But this does make things a lot clearer. And once you find out how to hold your head correctly, you find out that, you know, things are, it's different. Just a little motion of your head can cause clarity. So definitely get your eyes checked. It's a good idea. And make sure your kids are getting their eyes checked too, just because of the amount of digital use that they're having. Okay, let me see. Oh, I think this is a good question. It says, "Jeff, I've been using the stomach repair since I heard your first show in the Platinum line from Barlean's. I use it for like a month or 2 months on, and then I take a month off, and then I go back again for a month or two, and then I go off. This has allowed me to be able to eat regular food again. I've had a sensitivity in my gut. My gastroenterologist tried everything that she had, and she said for my last endoscopy that I don't have the redness and the irritation all the way down inside my stomach that I did before. So she wants me to go ahead and stay on it. I like going on and off because I don't, the month that I'm off, I still do really well, but I don't ever want to build up a tolerance to it. Have you heard of other people doing the same thing? Because it's made a difference. And oh, by the way, this vanilla chai flavor is amazing. I have it every single day in some almond milk, and I dilute my almond milk, half water, and I drink it every single day, and it is really, truly amazing. I wasn't sure, you know, where to go with this, but when I heard your show, it sounded like you were just talking about me. You know, first of all, I'm so happy that you're doing well, and I've had great stories from people that are using this because stomach issues are very big today. We have stomach issues because of preservatives in our food, from eating a very poor diet, you know, not supporting our macrobiome, not supporting our friendly bacteria, not having enough good probiotics in our system, not chewing our food, drinking too many carbonated beverages, stress. All of it, all of that stuff can actually add up to a very, very unhealthy digestive tract. The stomach repair, very brilliant formulation. And I love what they've done with it because what they've done is they've allowed us to be able to have a great combination of ingredients that are there to rebuild things like charcoal and golden seal and aloe vera and, you know, DGL, which is a licorice, and grapefruit seed extract and mastic gum, all the things that work on the lining of the stomach, but at the same time are healing and so beneficial and helping to keep the stomach in a better, healthier form. Because if your stomach is not healthy to start with, it's not going to be able to accommodate all the things that you're coming in contact with. And being able to have that availability of a healthier gut, you know, will allow us to be able to functionally be better than we have been in a long time. So, yeah, I think you're doing absolutely perfect. I don't think you need to do anything different. If you want to kind of rotate it a little bit like that and, you know, kind of use it and then go away from it for a little bit, then come back to it, you're perfectly fine. And you're also perfectly fine to stay on it as well. Let me see. This is a product. This is another question on the same line. Dear Jeff, I started using the liver detox and repair after I finished chemotherapy and radiation when my doctor told me that my liver enzymes were high. I went in to stay healthy, and we were talking about things like milk thistle and some of the other herbs and some of the other things to do in the diet, all of the changes that I made already. I follow a Mediterranean diet. I drink tons of water. I eat nothing processed, no garbage, no junk at all, because I figure I was lucky enough to get through the cancer. I don't ever want to take a chance at taking advantage of that situation ever again. My question is, I started using the liver detox and repair. After 2 months, I went to see my oncologist. They ran a blood workup and said that my liver enzymes were in good order. So I didn't know what to do. I stayed on it. Is this something that I could use on and off, maybe a month on and a month off? Because I'm not doing anything that's abusing my liver anymore. I'm not doing the unhealthy things that I used to do. But I don't want to be without it completely. Just wonder what you thought. Well, kind of like the previous question, you can stay on it. But I think because you've cleaned up your diet and because you're eating a great diet now, you don't have the chemicals running through your system, you're not throwing processed foods and all that, you're in a better mental place, you're in a better healthy place, you're drinking plenty of water. I think a month on and a month off, rotating like that would be perfect. I think that it just makes really good sense. You could also do every other day. I mean, whichever way you find the best. I think with me personally, and this is just my personal take, you can do however you choose. And of course, you want to make sure that you're sharing all this with your oncologist, which I'm sure you have. What you might want to do is you might want to keep in mind, I like the every other day. That way I'm not going that far down the road without having it in my system. You know, every other day, every third day, you know, and just mark the days on your calendars and, you know, have it on Monday and then take off Tuesday, Wednesday, have it Thursday, take off Friday, Saturday, have it Sunday. I think that for me, that's what I would do, because I like the idea of having a nice steady stream of it in my system and not going too far. But you can actually do any way you want. You're doing all the right things right now. So you've already got all the healthy things going in your direction. So I don't think that you could really make a mistake at this point in time. So definitely keep that in mind. Okay, let me see. Jeff, I have a question about the superfruit greens. I mix them up in a small pitcher in my refrigerator, and I end up making it every other day. And the kids just drink it out of there. I think they just think it's juice. Is it okay to do that? Does it lose any effect being in the refrigerator mixed in a pitcher? No, not at all. You're perfectly fine. I wouldn't want to mix it up and leave it in there for a month. But the way that you're doing it and you're refreshing the pitcher every 2 days, no, perfectly fine. And you know what? It really gets them in the habit because, you know, when they see it coming out of a container, sometimes they think natural, vitamin, healthy. But sometimes when they see it coming out of the pitcher, they think yum, delicious, probably not good for me. So I think you can go either way with this, but I don't think that you need to really, you know, worry about anything other than just doing what you're doing because I think it's great. Okay. Jeff, I have a question about flaxseed oil. I know that the lignans really enhance the effectiveness of using the flax oil. My question is, should I go with the regular flax oil, which is the organic clear, or should I go with the organic high lignin? What is your preference? Well, I have this philosophy. It's like my philosophy with CBD. Mother Nature knows what she's doing. And when she found a way to be able to put things into things and blend nutrients and botanicals and everything in a certain way, and there's all of these different factors that are here that are available for you to be able to benefit from, I think she wanted us to use things in the form that they were put into nature, that form. So my personal feeling is if I use CBD, it's always a full spectrum, always. I don't want a part of something. I want the whole. If I use flaxseed oil, personally, I like the organic lignin because I want the way that it's found in nature. Plus, Barlean's has found a way to liberate those wonderful lignans in a way that is really healthy and they're not damaged. And we get the benefit of those beautiful lignans. And to me, it makes a difference. Now, remember, shake your bottle really well because you always want to make sure that you're dispersing those lignans. This is a trick that I do. I shake my bottle well, but I always tighten the lid and I put it upside down in my refrigerator. I know it's crazy, but that way all the lignans come to the top and they don't settle at the bottom, you know, and then as soon as I shake it up, it seems like I'm always getting a good blend of the lignans as well. And when my bottle is empty, I add just a little bit of water and I shake it up and then I take the lid off and I pour anything, the residue that's in there into my smoothie. You know, because I don't want to miss anything. I want all those lignans. It would be terrible to throw a bottle away and you've got some lignans on the bottom, you know, so I want to make sure I'm doing everything right. And no, I'm not one of those people that cut a lotion bottle off to get the last at the bottom. But internally, you know, you want to make sure you're doing the best you can to get all that good stuff. Do I feel that there's a preference between fish oil and flaxseed oil? Well, I think they both bring similar and different things to the table. I don't like deciding. So, of course, I like the orange cream, seriously delicious swirl because it's fish and flax. I like the combination blend. I don't want to choose. If I'm making a smoothie in the morning and I'm not using the seriously delicious and I'm just throwing everything in the blender, I'll throw a tablespoon of flax oil and I'll throw a teaspoon to a tablespoon of fish oil. I don't want to decide. I want them in there fighting each other for the best health that I can be in. I want the benefit of both. So yes, I seriously like both of them. I don't have a preference. Like I said, I think they both bring something great to the table. And I want the benefit, as much benefit as I can. So you have to find your comfort zone and what works the best for you. But like I said, as long as you're working within the line of a company that you know and trust is doing it right, you're going to be fine. Let me see. Jeff, I wanted to thank you for your suggestion of the olive leaf throat spray from Barlean's. Oh, my goodness. I talk for a living. I travel. I educate. I'm out here all the time. And talking after a couple hours, you know, is, you know what it's like. You talk for a living as well. So I actually have worked this into my lectures, and I actually hold the bottle up and I tell everybody in the audience, if you see me spraying this in my throat during the lecture or the presentation, it means that I'm working really hard to bring you the best information, and my throat is being a little bit resistant to all of the information. So everybody gets a good laugh out of it. But I'll tell you what, it is a savior. About 6 months ago, I heard you mention it, and I went and got a bottle, and I said, I'm going to carry this with me just in case. I was on a flight. I had a long delay, and then we had to go back to another airport, and we had an overnight stay. It was a terrible disaster. And I think everybody around me was sick. And my lecture that day, my throat was a mess. So I took out my bottle and I said, well, let's do this. And I started spraying. And I sprayed about every 30 minutes. Drank a lot of water. Got to the event. Sprayed a couple times. Held up my bottle so everybody knew what I was spraying. And had a lot of people ask me, where did you get it? And I did fantastic. This is now part of my travel routine. I make sure that I have a bottle, an extra bottle in my suitcase. I have a bottle in my overnight bag, and I have a container in my purse. I can't be without this. One time I flew to a city and I had to go find a health food store who luckily had it in stock. And they had three bottles and I bought all three of them. This is amazing. I don't know what they did. I understand olive leaf, antibacterial, anti-germicidal, all that stuff. I just want to thank you so much. Don't need to be so long-winded, but I talk for a living. I love it. I have a bottle in my hand right at this moment, and you can hear me. I just squirted it in my throat. I love this. I love it. It tastes amazing. It's got a nice peppermint flavor to it. Olive leaf is great for your throat. And you know, when you're sore in your throat and you've been coughing and hacking and you've got post-nasal or you're using it preventively, there's just something about it that's very soothing. And, you know, we've had weird weather out here. We've had some rain out here in Las Vegas, which is weird for us. We've had a lot of winds. We had terrible dust particulate 2 days ago, and my weak spot, my throat, always. You know, who knew? And but like I said, I carry this with me. It's always here in my studio. I take it when I travel, when I'm lecturing, when I'm educating. It's always with me. And the reason that I take it with me is because it's healing and it's preventive. So if you are someone who has a sensitivity in your throat, and you are someone that, you know, maybe lozenges work pretty good for you, because there's some great lozenges on the market you hear me talk about as well. But if you want something that you can actually squirt 3-4 times, swish it around your mouth, and kind of let it drain down the back of your throat, it's really, really good. I have to tell you a funny story. I was traveling, about 8-9 months ago, and I was out with people from a store that I was doing a lecture in, and we went out for Mexican food. And I bit a chip. And I know everybody's done this. You bite a chip and it scrapes your gum, and then your gum is really, really sore from the chip. Oh, it was terrible. And I didn't have anything with me at the hotel that night to put in there just to take out the sting, because my gum was just really red. So I said, well, I've got my olive leaf. So what I did is I squirted about 10 squirts, and I add a little warm water in my mouth as well, and I just swished it. I swished and swished and swished and moved it around my mouth. Then, of course, I swallowed it. And then I got up during the night, you know, bathroom, of course, had a glass of water, and I thought to myself, let's do this again. So I did it again. And by mid-morning the next day, my gum wasn't sore anymore. And it was really, really sore. I must have been really going at those chips with gusto. But, you know, you learn things when you're out on the road. You learn things when you're in your kitchen and something happens, or, you know, you do something foolish. You trip and fall and cut yourself or whatever. And you learn different things that you have at the house that you reach into your memory banks and you just try. Well, here's one for you. Keep in mind that olive leaf. Now, this also comes in a liquid, which is amazing. A lot of people like to take a teaspoon of the olive leaf complex every day as a preventive maintenance for the season that we're in right now. It's delicious. And you just take a teaspoon every day. take it first thing in the morning. I have people that add it to their smoothie. I have people that add it to their yogurt. You could be creative with this as well. But the olive leaf complex, it's amazing. You know, we don't realize what we have at our fingertips today. I mean, actually, what we have in front of us that can really make our body healthier. And sometimes we may have known about it, but we forgot. Because are we in overload? Absolutely. But when you're at Stay Healthy the next time, when you're walking around the store, check out all the amazing products from Barleen's. They have a lot of different branches coming off that tree. And every branch is relevant, quality, well-researched, well-studied, and we needed it. And I think that's really important that they truly come out with products that are necessary and relevant for today's world. So I hope you'll take the time to start using these products and getting the benefit. Let me see. Oh, this is more of a feedback. It says, Jeff, I want to thank you for giving me a way to enjoy my fish oil. I have done everything in the world to get this fish oil into my system. I've mixed it, covered it up, blended it, stirred it into stuff. I could not get that terrible taste out of my mouth. And it seemed like all day long I was chewing bubble gum that was fish flavored. That's funny. You're not alone. There's a lot of people out there that feel that way. It says, I started using the key lime pie. Seriously delicious. And all I can tell you is I love it. I add it to yogurt. I add it to oatmeal. I put it on my bagel. I take it off the spoon. I get 2 tablespoons every single day. And I know I'm getting my omega-3s in a really good quality form. Just wanted to say thank you for this. I never would have known about it. You know, because after I've tried everything in capsule and liquid form, I just was completely turned off. And once I started having a product that I tried that made me burp fish, that about did me in. And anytime anybody mentioned omega-3s and fish oil, I instantly just closed my ears because I didn't want to hear about it because that's how terrible it was. Now I tell everybody. I was at work about 2 weeks ago, and I had my bottle with me, and 3 of my coworkers came over and said, what is that? And I said, try this. And they did. And they loved it. And then I told them what it was. So they were pleasantly surprised. He goes, I just don't think people know that it's available. Well, they're learning. You know, we're talking about it a lot here. And as the importance and the visual information that's out in front of us in the media on omega-3 becomes even more profound and more people are talking about it, more doctors are recommending omega-3s for our daily routines and for our health. People are going to start searching out the best, most effective way for, number one, absorbability, which, of course, is a seriously delicious because it's emulsified. Number two, something that we will use consistently, which means it better taste good and not upset our stomach and not make us burp. And number three, something that we enjoy taking. I mean, I enjoy taking mine. You will, too. So keep in mind that full line of emulsified seriously delicious products. And remember, we talked about the CBD, which is also emulsified in the Seriously Delicious line. Somebody just chimed in. She goes, what were those flavors? Chocolate mint and lemon drop. So really sweet and like an after-dinner mint or kind of tangy and kind of puckery like a lemon meringue pie. Really up to you. You know, there's no wrong way. You know, there's the only wrong way is not doing it at all. So, you know, you definitely want to keep that in mind. Another quick question. Do we have time? Jeff, is it okay to add coconut oil to my smoothie every day? Yes. You know, and while you're stirring it in there, stir in some of the Fortiflax, which is the ground flax meal. You know, get that wonderful fiber. Throw in some chia seeds. Throw in some fresh fruit. You know, throw in all the good stuff and start getting the benefit every single day. Turn your smoothies into something awesome. Turn your smoothies into something that is so beneficial and so noticeable in the changes that it makes in your health that you can't wait to have it the next day. You know, it's great to have, you know, your fruit and water, maybe a little almond milk and stuff every single morning. But if you could take that to huge levels, adding in your greens and throwing in some yogurt, throwing in your fish oil and flaxseed oil and throwing in all the wonderful things that are available out there, why not dress it up? Why not make sure that it's got all of those benefits? Because remember, I say it all the time, smoothies, everything but the kitchen sink. Why? Because everything that you put in that smoothie, you don't have to worry about forgetting to use or take or consume the rest of the day because you've already got it done. I mean, I like it because you can get so many things out of the way. You can get your fish oil, your flaxseed oil. You can get your greens out of the way. You can throw in some yogurt. You can throw in your fiber in there. And you get them out of the way for the day. And plus, it just really turns that smoothie into something dynamic. So I hope that you'll take the time, ask the questions, and investigate this amazing line from Barlean's. You know, I literally have been talking about this line for over 25 years. At the very beginning, there wasn't a lot to talk about. It was flaxseed oil and, you know, some basic things. And look at them today. So many divisions, so many branches coming off of that family tree, coming off of that sound foundation of a company that was built on quality and integrity. When they bring a new product to market, when they bring out a new division, the research is extensive. Because they know that it needs to be relevant. And they know they have this amazing reputation. So if it's not right and it's not quality and it's not high integrity and it's not relevant, they're not going to do it. So when I always say to trust a company that you already trust, that has already earned your trust because of other products you're using from them that have always been consistent and high quality, that's what it's all about. We live in a world where we're trying to get the best of the best. We have a tendency to cut corners. Don't cut corners on your health and nutrition. You're already cutting corners on every other part of your life, from your diet to just life in general. Fill the voids. Repair the cracks and the crevices in your body by putting in good quality nutrients that make a difference. Go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out all the great products that they have. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade. That means quality, longevity, integrity, and just a great place to go. It's a fully packed store, a full service environment with the best of the best in every single category at great prices. And that feel-good, peace-of-mind feeling. Because, you know, there's nothing better than knowing you're going to get healthy and knowing that you've got guidance as well as having dialogue and going to a place that you get to trust. I send everybody there because it makes great sense. It doesn't make sense to send them someplace where they're not going to be able to have those dialogues and have that conversation and be able to talk to people and get answers to their questions and choose from quality and integrity. To me, that's priceless. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Leave your email address. Start getting future newsletters. Print a coupon to use on your next purchase at the store. And, of course, give them a thumbs up on Facebook. They'll be open regular hours on Thursday, but today for Christmas Eve till 4 p.m., closed tomorrow, and they would love for me to wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday. Whatever it is that you're celebrating, celebrate it with friends and family. You know, enjoy your holiday. Please be smart. If you are partaking and enjoying, do not get the keys to your car. Stay put, sleep on the floor, sleep on a couch somewhere, you know, but just play safe. I personally would love to wish you all a Merry Christmas and whatever holiday you're celebrating. From my heart, thank you so much for all you do, listening to me all year long. Merry Christmas and God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.